Majesty in Japan!
After we emerged from the beautiful girl booth, the place had filled up. Everywhere I looked, I saw those iconic, smiling schoolgirls with the short skirts, the knee socks, the black patent leather shoes. They are the very images from my daughter's manga and anime and from Takashi Murakami paintings, that slightly disconcerting, absolutely uniform, super cuteness come to life. What about the girls who grew up in this culture? How are they expressing themselves? My new buddy Lisa Katayama went off to meet some young female art stars who are twisting the old archetypes.
I'm at a tiny bar in Golden Gai, an old nightlife district hidden behind the neon lights of Shinjuku. It's an intimate place. It seems like everybody who walks in is a friend of the bartender. They all call her Toasty.
Hi, kanpai!
That's because, when she's not here, she puts a toaster on her head and vacuum cleaners on her feet and becomes Toast Girl.
Go, Super Sucker!
Toast Girl looks like she's stepped right out of the pages of a comic book.
Go, Super Sucker!
In her music videos, she's a giant standing in space, vacuuming the earth while singing pop songs. She has a cult following all over the world. Even DJs in Berlin have picked up on her music. But Toasty wasn't always an artist. In fact, she was planning to become an accountant.
I'm bored. I'm the chairman of the board.
It wasn't until she studied abroad in Australia that she realized accounting was boring.
You know, it's not the kind of thing that I should study in Australia. You know, I should explore more. But I didn't realize for a long time. Maybe 3 years.
So she did a brave thing, unusual for a Japanese woman to do. She quit and pursued art instead.
I did everything that I wanted to do. You know, I was very closed maybe, because study was too hard, you know. So I went crazy maybe.
Toast Girl rejected a conformist life and makes a point of poking fun at domesticity. But if you ask her if she's a feminist, she won't go there.
The characters are like alter egos that live inside of me. I have almost no consciousness of them. If I try to explain it, a lot of words come out, so there must be a reason for them. But I've never really thought about it much myself. Maybe that's the problem.
There's a stereotype that women artists in Asia are oppressed. But Japanese women artists are not oppressed at all.
Yumi Yamaguchi is a contemporary art critic and author of 4 books about artists like Toast Girl. She's one of the few women experts in Japan's male-dominated art world.
They don't have any consciousness of oppression. In fact, women don't even have to think about things that men are tied down by, like carrying a family name or feeding a family. So they feel very free.
Hello, my name is Irina Matsui.
Irina Matsui shows and sells her paintings all over the world.
My birthday is January 80th.
She's only 24, and she's still a student.
My blood type is A. I love shrimp chili. I'm from Okayama. It's a kind of introduction, self-introduction.
She's reading the inline text from her most famous painting, I Love Shrimp Chili. It's a giant self-portrait of Matsui sitting in front of a bowl of shrimp. Her nose is pointed into the steamy air, her chin is slightly crinkled, and a ring hovers over her head.
It looks like a halo.
Yes, like an angel. Now I'm going to heaven with my shrimp chili.
Also, you drew like hanamizu?
In front of a hot Chinese dish, I got a... I got a sniff?
Booger.
Booger. That sounds good, booger.
Matsui's a cute girl, no doubt about it. But all her paintings have something that play on her self-image, like the booger.
Yes, this is all of my work.
There's a painting also, of Matsui spewing out a wild boar, or as a Siamese twin with two puckered up lips. In another, she wears a giant mushroom on top of her head. I wonder, is she saying that it's okay to be imperfect, to be uncute, and to still be in the public eye?
I don't want to very heavy meaning in my painting. I really like to make many people laugh by my painting.
But not all the artists I met were thinking happy thoughts.
Someone being killed while everyone's laughing?
That's 29-year-old Mahomi Kunikata, describing the scenes in some of her earlier drawings.
Someone being bullied during a field trip while everyone else is having fun?
Kunikata is painfully shy. She's a bona fide otaku. She grew up reading manga and wanted to become a comic book artist. But then she was discovered by art superstar Takashi Murakami, and he invited her to work in his studio.
This piece is called Stomach Sword Mayo-chan.
She's showing me a picture of a cute blonde-haired girl in knee-high socks and a short dress. There's a huge knife jutting out of her stomach, and blood splattered on her clothes and cheeks.
Mayo-chan was kidnapped by a bad guy and brainwashed. Her older brother is strong, so he chases the bad guy away, but when Mayo-chan runs up to him for a comforting hug, a knife comes out of her stomach and stabs him. That's why there's all that blood. It's all her brother's blood.
She shows me another drawing of a schoolgirl, sitting on a floor with her legs spread open. She's not wearing any underwear, and there's a box of crayons spilled out in front of her.
Someone stuffed her genital area with crayons? So I think this is an image of her taking them out one by one.
Who put them in there?
That, I don't know.
I asked Kunikata why she draws these scenes of cute girls being violated.
There's no particular reason why I draw these. I think it's stuff everyone thinks about.
Rather than see things as a problem, these women tend to laugh them off.
That was art critic Yumi Yamaguchi again. What she's getting at is that in Japan, cuteness is used to take the edge off of more serious matters, which just aren't talked about. So deep-seated thoughts and emotions often surface in unconventional ways. Like with these artists, they all seem to be making pretty bold statements about feminism, but they just won't admit it.
Apparently, there are all these creations in my subconscious. Sometimes it's in a dream, but not always. Sometimes it just plop. Falls out.
For Studio 360, I'm Lisa Katoyama.
You can see some work by the artist in Lisa's story and, maybe a little scarier, a video of me posing as a beautiful girl at studio360.org.